This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 418 for Thursday, June 2nd. ICE canola futures are weaker on Thursday, despite ample support from comparable oils. The old crop July canola contract loses $11.40 at $1,141.90 per ton. New crop November drops $13.40 at $1,041.40 per ton. A trader says canola continues to be erratic, with the oil seed about $25 per ton below product values. He also says crush margins have improved by around $40 per ton over the last few days. Overall, he describes the canola market as slowly making its way to more comfortable and workable levels. That said, there are good gains in the Chicago soy complex, providing support to canola, along with Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is mixed. Global crude oil prices are pushing higher and lending support to vegetable oils. While the eastern prairies remain soaked, the drought-stricken western prairies are becoming more and more in need of sufficient rain as crops are struggling. Saskatchewan reports spring seeding is 76% complete overall, with planting largely finished in the province's dry western areas. The Canadian dollar is pushing higher, with the loonie at 79.57 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 79.12. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale to Pakistan for 55,000 tons of old crop soybeans and 297,000 tons of new crop. The USDA Fats and Oils report says 180.89 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in April. That's a 6.5% gain over last year's April crush. Soy oil stocks hit 2.42 billion pounds, up 11.3% from the same time last year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday. The July contract jumps 39 cents at $17.29 per bushel. July soy oil climbs 3.33 cents at 81.44 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal gains $2.20 at $4.14.90 per short ton. Corn futures are narrowly mixed on Thursday as the July contract dips a penny at $7.30 per bushel, while the September contract is up by the same amount. Chicago oats are higher as the July contract gains 6 cents at $6.53. The U.S. wheat complex is partially recovering from the steep losses over the last couple of days. Chicago July gains 17 cents at $10.58. Kansas City July increases 15 cents at 11.43 and a half. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July raises 6 cents at 12.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, June 2nd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.